This chazor is echnish b'achichas v'shag b'mishudah b'sechas chul and daf samach beis. Zakmer Rav Nachman said, if a person is an expert in knowing which are the pairs and osnia birds and all the other birds that go by their names, then if a different bird that has only one of the kosher signs is brought to him and he knows that it's not the pairs and osnia, then he can assume it's kosher. If he's not an expert in this way, a bird with only one sign has to be treated as not kosher because it may be the pairs of osnia, but a bird with two of the signs would be kosher as long as he knows how to identify the oyer, which is the only bird with two signs that's not kosher. Zakmer Bryce says that there are other non-kosher birds with two of the kosher signs. The Brisa says, the Pasuk says Oyriv, which refers to the Oyriv bird, and then says Liminoi, which Rabbi Eliezer says comes to include the Zarzir bird as being non-kosher, even though it has two signs of a kosher bird. The answer Rabbi Eliezer, the people of Kfar Timarto eat the Zarzir because it has a crop. He responded, they're going to have to stand judgment for doing so. Another understanding is that Limina comes to include the white Sinunis bird as being non-kosher, even though it has two signs of a kosher bird. The Esra B'liezer, the people of the Upper Galil eat this white Sinunis bird because its gizzard can be peeled. He responded, they're going to have to stand judgment for doing so. We see that there are birds besides the Oyriv that have two simonim and are not kosher. Everything more of Nachman means that he has to be able to recognize the Oyriv and the other non-kosher birds like it, meaning the ones that have two kosher signs. Amemir said the halacha is that even if one is not an expert, if a bird with one sign is brought them, he may assume that it's a kosher bird as long as it does not claw and eat. Rav Ashi asked Amemir, how do you deal with Rav Nachman's ruling? Amemir said, I don't agree with it because the only concern is that the bird is a pairs and osnia, but these birds are not found in settled areas, and therefore we do not need to be concerned that the bird is one of these. Rav Yehuda said, the bird that scratches, that's what he called it, is the bird that's valid to be used for a Metzorius Tahara process. This bird is the white Sinunis that Rabbi Eliezer Nachum argued about before. Amemer said regarding the Sinunis with a white stomach, everyone would agree that's mutter. Machloek is regarding a Sinunis that has a yellow stomach. Eliezer says Osir, Rabban says it's mutter. Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. Mazurza said Amemer said regarding the Sinunis with the yellow stomach, everyone agrees it's Osir. Machloek is regarding the one with the white stomach. Rabbi Eliezer says Osir, Rabban says it's mutter. Halacha follows Rabbanas who say it's mutter. According to the version that they argue about the Sinunis with the white stomach, it makes sense that the Brisa states Machloek is regarding the white Sinunis. However, according to the view that they argue about the one with the yellow stomach, why does the Brisa refer to it as the white Sinunis? And tomorrow, means to exclude the Sinunis that's entirely black. Mark continues, Rachman, the name of Yehuda, said the Tosiel bird is possible to be brought as a tyrant, but is valid to be brought as a B'nai Yoina. The Datsifi and the tyrant Shel Rechava are valid as tyrant, but are possible as B'nai Yoina. Rabbi Daniel Bar Katina asked, the mission says that if a bird drinks from the Paraduma water, the water becomes possible for this use, except if it was a Yoina bird. Now, if a Tosiel is treated like a Yoina, the mission is to say, except if it was a Yoina or a Tosiel. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira said, the Yoina sucks in water and doesn't drop any out, but a Tosel does drop some out. That's why the Tosel is not treated like the Yoina for these purposes. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Toirin of Tzutziane are valid to be brought on the Mizbeach, and they're the same thing as the Toirin Shel Rechava mentioned earlier. In fact, my mission describing the Ezoiv to be used for the Parah Aduma says that only proper Ezoiv may be used, not a species of Ezoiv that has another descriptive name. The same should be true for the Toirin, and therefore the Toirin of Tzutziane should not be kosher. And for the Gemara, Abaya said, a species which was called by a different name before Mount Torah cannot be used if it has another name now. These birds did not have these other descriptive names before Mount Torah, and therefore they're included in the category of Torah. Rava said in Tzutziani, the Torah of Tzutziani are referred simply as Torah, and that's why they're kosher. Zakmar Rabbi Yehuda said, the grasshoppers that are found in the grasses of the marsh are mutter to be eaten, but those found in the cabbage pastures are usur. Ravina said, someone who ate the non-kosher grasshoppers would get malchus for eating a sheretz oif. Rabbi Yehuda said, the tzrada bird is a kosher bird. The barda bird is not kosher. The marda bird is a suffix whether it's kosher. Rabbi Asi said, there are eight birds that are suffix whether they're kosher. The chuva, the chuga, the suga, the harnuga, the tashlumi, the marda, the kachilna, and the barnafcha. The suffix is as follows. Kosher birds have gizzards that can be peeled, whereas non-kosher birds do not. These birds have gizzards that can be peeled with a knife, but not by hand. In fact, when we find that Mar Shmuel had a duck whose gizzard did not peel, and after leaving it in the sun, it softened, and he peeled it, and he said that it's kosher. We see that even if it's not easily peeled, it's kosher. And Mar said, in that case, once it's softened, it was able to be peeled by hand. With these birds, it can only be peeled with a knife. Abaya said, the Mar that mentioned as one of the eight sveikas is the rooster of the swamp. Our papa said the rooster of the swamp is osir, but the hen of the swamp is mutter. I remember darshan that the hen of the swamp is also osir because it was found to claw and eat. This hen of the swamp is also known as the gerusa bird. Rav said the shvar andarpato bird is mutter, but the peruz andarpato is osir. Huna said the bunya is mutter, but the parva is osir. Our papa said the mardu zagid v'ochil bird is mutter, but the mardu zagid v'ochil is osir. So it's the zagid v'ochil is mutter, the sagid v'ochil is osir. Shmuel said the shasya chamra is osir. Shmuel also said the shasya chamra is osir, but the bas mazga chamra is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda said with regard to the shekitna bird, the one with the long legs and is red is mutter. The one with the short legs and is red is osir. The one with the long legs and is yellow is osir.